Honey, we are at our honeymoon at last. I know. Exciting, isn't it? Tomorrow, we will be hundreds of miles away in our fantastic hotel by a beautiful beach. I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to this. We have had to wait so long for this, and it's finally here. But right now, we need to decide exactly what kind of honeymoon we'll be having. Now, I know we've been talking about the idea of moving our female-led dynamic beyond just the occasional bedroom play sessions and into something more. I don't know, embedded into our life together. We've talked about how this holiday would be a good opportunity to try things out. We won't know anyone there, so there really won't be too much to worry about by the way of consequences. We can basically be female-led 24 hours a day. Publicly, just to see how it works. But I need to know now, is this just fantasy talk or is it something you really want to do? Because we can just go and have a normal holiday and both have a wonderful time together and keep this for the bedroom. That'll be more than fine. No. I don't want you to answer me now. Right now, you're excited and horny, and the idea of 2 weeks of domination just sounds irresistible to you. When you're horny like this, I can get you to agree to almost anything. Remember the time I made you lick up your cum? You couldn't contain yourself. You were so turned on, but the moment you came, you did a complete 180 on it. If we both agree to do this, I want it to be a clear understanding of exactly what we're getting into. So, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to stroke your cock slowly at first and explain the rules to you. I'm going to tell you exactly what I expect from you on this honeymoon, and at the end, I'm going to make you come like you've been dreaming of. Then, when you've come down and got your head clear again, then you can give me an answer. And if you don't want to do it, that'll be fine. I won't get mad or disappointed. But if you do agree, that'll be it. There will be no going back for the whole 2 weeks. Okay, good. So, strip for me now, pet. That's it. Take everything off. I'm going to sit here on the bed, and I want you to sit in between my legs. That's it. Just lean back into me. Can you feel my breasts pressing into your back? That's good. Now, put your hands by your side and get comfortable. I don't want you to move or touch anything. Just listen to me and tell me when you're getting close to coming. I'm just going to reach around here and lube you up a bit. That should feel good. I warmed up the oil beforehand. You're nice and hard already. What an excited boy you are. I'm going to start stroking you now. Slow, smooth, and regular. Does my hand feel good on you? Aren't you a lucky boy to be stroked by your mistress like this? Yes, you are. You are mistress's good boy. And mistress likes to stroke you. Mistress controls your pleasure. Oh, and you love it, don't you? Now, close your eyes and concentrate on my voice. I'm going to explain the rules to you now. Let me know if you get too excited. Rule number one is chastity. We have played with the chastity gauge for a bit while here and there, but on this holiday, you will wear the cage all the time. You will only be let out when I decide that is the case, and I don't expect you to ask for release. I'll wear the key around my neck on a lovely chain you bought me. And if anyone asks me about it, I will explain what it is. Trust me, I will not cover over it by saying, oh, it's the key to my husband's heart. Or anything cute like that. That's it, baby. Just breathe. Relax and listen. Rule number two is deference. I'll be in control at all times. When we are in a restaurant, I will order the food and pay the bill. Whenever we are out and about, I expect you to defer to all my decisions. No argument will be tolerated. I will decide what we do, where we go, when we leave, and you will abide by these decisions without any sulking when I make a decision. And if you want to play golf and I decide we are going shopping, you will smile. Come with me and enjoy it. You like it when I get strict, don't you? I'm going to pick up the pace a little now. Still not too fast, but a little faster. Now, rule three. Discipline. You'll agree to submit to my discipline if I decide your behavior has been less than exemplary. This can mean spanking, corner time, extended time in chastity, all things we have already experimented with, but also the potential for public embarrassment. I probably won't put you over my knee in public, but I may well loudly announce that you're being taken back to the hotel for a spanking. Oh, you don't like that idea? Well, I guess you better be a good boy by then. Besides, I'm not so sure. I think deep down you love the idea of everyone knowing who calls the shots, don't you? Okay, I'm going to slow it down a little again. Your little moans are so sexy. But I think you're getting a little too close to the edge. Rule number four, panties. You will wear panties for the duration of this holiday. We will not be taking any of your male underwear with us. You don't have many pairs of panties yet. So one of our first activities on holiday will be to go underwear shopping for you. I've had a look online, and there's a Victoria's Secret not far from the hotel. We'll get you some panties, maybe a few other things, definitely a couple of bras, and maybe some pantyhose. Oh, it's good I slow down, isn't it? That really got your attention. Almost there now. Rule number 5 is a big one. I intend to cuckold you during this holiday. I know this is one of our biggest fantasies, and I know you've had mixed feelings about it, but I think this is the ideal time. It might not happen. I have to find the right guy and the right circumstances. But if you agree to these rules, then you are agreeing to this too. Make no mistake. I'm going to find a hot stud. You're going to help me get ready, and then I'm going to go on a date with him while you stay in the hotel room. And if all goes well, I'm going to come back to you fully satisfied from fucking another man. Oh, that did it, didn't it, baby? You can't hold out anymore. Okay, I'm going to speed it up. I'm going to reach around with my other hand and fondle and pull, tug just softly on your balls. That's it. Just let it go. Come for me. Oh, yes, come for me now. Yes. Oh, yeah, it's spilling everywhere. Oh, God, such a big load. Yeah, fuck. That's it. Get it all out. Yeah, keep spurting. Yeah. Oh, there. That's it. That's it, good boy. You came so much for mistress. Just relax now while I get you cleaned up. There we go. Was that good? Was that orgasm everything I promised? Now, you have a decision to make. Think about everything I just said. Is it truly what you want? Like I said, no judgment. If you decide, this is too much. We can have a lovely holiday and keep this just a fantasy. So what do you say? Oh, okay, honey. I am so glad. I don't think you'll regret this decision. We're gonna have the best time. Now, though, it's time to lock you up while you're still spent. That's it. All locked up and snug in your cute little pink cage. I'm glad you enjoyed that because it's probably going to be the last orgasm you have for a while. Oh, of course we're going to have sex, honey. It's our honeymoon. I tend for us to have a lot of sex on this holiday. It's just that you won't be coming. Not for most of it. But you're going to love it, I promise you. From now till the end of our holiday, you are mine. And if you're really good, there will be a special treat I haven't told you about right at the end of our honeymoon. Once we leave the hotel at the end of our holiday, we will come home and we will talk about what went well and rather anything didn't. And then we can decide together how we will carry on the rest of our married lives. I can't wait. for our honeymoon.